Thank you for listening, and welcome to When Pigs Fly. Talk from the heart, the mind, and the soul. And I'm your host, Andrew Fetter.
And welcome to When Pigs Fly. This is Andrew Fetter. I want to welcome you all listening in. I just heard some really bizarre news, and I'm sure you all are aware of it. Before I get into my show, I think it's, and this is sort of just caught me off guard here, not so much not as I expected. In the United States, they just passed a law now that, and this is by both Republicans and Democrats, making ourselves into a fascist police state, whereby they can literally pick you up. Don't just even thought, basically thought police, without due process, without any constitutional rights now, because it hasn't been challenged in our courts, or our courts haven't protected us. Seems they're only protecting the government. And basically, say adios, throw the key away. You're enemy combatant. They can literally throw you in jail without no hearing, no nothing, and even stick you into another prison, not even on this soil. So those who are listening, especially United States citizens, I think this was a reaction, by the way, due to the fear of the movement that was happening over on the Occupy movement, which is not a liberal versus conservative or a left versus right issue. It was an all people's issue. And that's what I think they were very much afraid of. So please, all those out there, rise up, wake up your fellow man, and put pressure in the courts or pressure on the media, and stand hold. Because we're about to encumber some very heavy things in the next things, which I'll elaborate. For those who, I just want to quick announce it before I get into the material of the show. I know a lot of people have been asking me in the Los Angeles area where I will be doing another event. I've had several emails. So, I feel honored to have where I'm going to be. And we haven't set a date yet, but it's going to be happening within the next 2 months. I'll let you everybody know. I'm going to rate my show, and it'll be posted on the website here at BBS Radio on my own site. And I'll have a special signing event for all three books of mine. There's going to be some giveaway of some shirts. And, of course, that's for my three books, When the Angels Have Risen, which entails about a man of sort of amazing, issue of who gets picked up by extraterrestrials, finds out what's really going on, how the biblical events were in much of history was influenced by extraterrestrials, and how they've been around, and there's been like ongoing war between two factions and so on, between what's going on the light and dark side of two things, and how it has influenced our society. And then, of course, it breaks out into a civil war. It's amazing. In that book, actually, I have to give much thanks. Because through that book, which actually originally wrote back in 2000, all the events, a lot of them have transpired, ironically, including a discussion within that book about the great Great Recession, which is sort of weird because that's what we're happening. It also mentions 9/11 before it happened. It mentioned the Iraq War before it happened. It mentions about the uprisings in China before they happened. And many, many, many others. Oh, of course, the uprisings in Iran. And then there's the sequel to that book, The Heretic, which is same character of about a year I don't speak about. And that's about a gentleman who, this Jerry Fletcher, he understands ancient Greek for some reason, and he has very strange dreams. So, from a close friend, he goes and goes through regression and finds him back during the time of Alexander the Great, who he became the unknown, unwritten, mysteriously taken out of Alexander's journal. Yes, the hero and the heretic of Greece. And then, of course, my recent book, there's a lot of talk about right now. There's been discussion trying to make that, putting that on screen. We'll see what happens in the near future. I'll let everybody know about that and when that does happen. But right now, Spirit, it is about a gentleman, a man who, unfortunately, who goes out of body, is tricked into another body. It turns out the body is of a hitman who recently committed murder for the mob, infamous, actually, assassin. And as he's captured, he's trying to tell who he really is. In fact, they think he's full of it. But his problem is he needs to get back to his body. And the issue is he is a person who is quite controversial, says a lot of things like what I, maybe like what I'd be saying here on this radio show. And there are certain people of the top 1%, including through the governments and through religious orders, wanted to sort of put him away. So he had, unfortunately, an experience, and now he has to figure out how to come back. Of course, you can check that out directly. You can go directly to my website, which is andrewincognito.com. It's listed on my site, so you can check all three books online. Of course, that brings you back. There's a link back to here to BBS Radio. Again, thank you again for listening to my show. Oh, and next week, on December 9th, I'm really very honored. Speaking of which, and they've been trying to get a discussion of this, especially when it deals with extraterrestrials' relationship in the very, very historical past during the ancient times. I have an author of the book, The Ancient Alien Question, by Philip Coppens. He's going to be on my show next week, and I feel honored to have him. So, here's what I have to talk about, and I'll get into my discussion for the show. Give me a second here. I'm just going to have a little sip of my caffeine addiction here. Got to always have your coffee, right? But anyway, this material I'm going to have, I'm going to actually be reading it off. Unfortunately, you know, I don't like to read things straight up, but this information was pretty much channeled out. But before doing so, here's how it goes. The future and its past. So here's a vision. But first, I must repeat, here's what could be if you choose, and it will be. What if the energy were free? What if I told you that energy is actually free? But those of the dark want you to believe in the effigies of lies and deceit. What if I told you that you died and you came back only to receive what you have already manifested? What if I told you there's no fear in love, no fear in mutual respect? What if I told you that you had the choice? What if I told you that you can teach your children to love and respect? What if I told you that you could change your path of darkness and embrace the path of light by simply walking with love? What if hate was not your fate? What if those who preach, write, paint, sing, march, practice other methods of expression, taught and preached love? What would happen if they took their tongues and made them into plowshares? What if I told you dissension is here, magnifying to an ever-expanding form? And there will be those who still choose to continue their backward, dark ways of hate and division. And these people will be overwhelmed by the coming events. But there will be those who choose the path of the light and embrace the coming wings and changes with the wings of Raphael. There will be those who choose the endeavor of truth, wisdom, healing, and love. These choices of light will be the cobblestone of the very path that the incumbents of earth will walk. It is the ascension. It is found upon the vibration of unconditional love and respect. And the ultimate reward is you. And I say, love shall overcome as they shall make their plowshares out of their tongues. For the ascension is here And the rest is so trivial. Love. Love is the only reason you are in your embodiment. So learn to love, because that is the path of ascension. And let it be known that they shall turn their tongues of hate, ignorance, and fear into plowshares. And now the future and its paths and my envision, what I envision. The land of the ego is what is named. From the mountaintops above, all I have seen. There are many things. There are things. There are many, many things that are both past and present and future. In the times of all these times, of these times, of these times, future of the times. As the snow melts and the buds begin to bloom, I see many, I hear much, I feel all. As the snow melts and the blossoms begin, I hear the voices whispering as they skate across the deep blue sky. A flurry of birds make haste across the rumbling skies. Trees murmuring, the earth shattering, the howling of winds. I hear through the mountains they turn, drops of rain spattering on the sands of the desert. Ice slides, waters melted, rivers running wild, gorging beyond the desire. As the very ground shake through the sun does not bake, the city of an island of concrete cracks. Cracks to a new rock and roll. Buildings of great steel will turn and swirl. Glass like glitter spattering into the air. Those down below fall prey to the machine gun of glass. Being the artistry of crimson to their dismay. Chrism is the horde, the concrete's new art. Cries and screams, all I hear and bear. Cries and screams through this new calamity they shall yearn and bear. From its darkest hour emerges a new unity of each. With each other they shall see in one another. For much and much longer than an hour. Rivers of many shall continue their own. Running wild like a tatanka of the new of the high plain. A river of blues of twain separates two lands, widens like two great ships on everlasting plain. Separating and separating the continent evermore, there will be cities partially submerged like drunken boys and nothing, nothing more. What was warm will be cool, and what was cool will be warm. Deserts of the past will be rained upon, while there the greens of the east shall be dry and bare. What was warm will be cool, and what was cool will be warm. As the autumn leaves, amber as they fall, a new man or old of Utah will prevail, sitting in the house, waiting, pretending again to be the actor like once before. Call him like a Reagan. History repeating a karmic wheel. It shall be E. The lands of ego. The lands of ego will be opening of eyes to many. Truths will be unfolded for the hearts to hear. Many will be a sponge to the universe, while speakers to many. Many will be seeking what was once not seen from their own eyes. rising in tides over their eyes and ears to the true wisdom, the wisdom of truths and its greater understandings, setting a light, a beacon of direction, a light toward the greater humanity, as for every soul a direction. This is the direction to be sailed upon. The sails of the old will drop while being tugged. The pulls of old and new will continue and continue. But a stronger of a light will slowly prevail. Yet, the darkness will still continue. It will be, though, as less, weaker, as time prevails. The wheels of the many hamsters within the land of the ego will surely have a bigger wheel. Many, though, will see the false of paper as really loans of paper, waking up to the reality that they aren't just hamsters. In the falling of leaves, a new tenant will seat in the house of white, the being of man who has link to Provo but led once in Salem shall be. And yet, while the hamsters of the new world at least have a wheel, those hamsters of the old world will surely beg for even just having a wheel. Their misfortune is having no wheel. Their wheel, less misfortune, will all be no food to swallow. As the blood of hate gorges from the mouths, the corners of the hamsters in their mouths. Nostradamus' wars of words will be of the most profound. The crescent moon and their cross, a stream of blood, from the black forests to the lands of Joan of Arc, peril bread and blood shall be. Make way for the light carriers of Britain, for the new Jerusalem will be their new world order. Oh, great Britannia, with Olympics of gold, celebration will overshadow. Yet the curtains will fall, and so will do the new world too. The Rome of cardinals and popes will be their own demise. The questioning of truth will prevail. The faith of lies, myths, and hate. The cross and crescent be thy names. Divisions will be their undoing as unions of humans prevail. The first of Rome in the lands of Aztec, Mayan, and Inca will lose its grip. As a new love of truth prevails, leaders will change from room to another to another. Those that were there were on one side will find to be on both sides with two mouths of equal size. People of these nations will see more of the visitations. The truth will expose within the hearts of the four corner nations, being of migrations. And yet, the crescent will be upon the Nubian nations. First of the newborn called itself a new nation. Blood will be spilled as eyes and ears close. The world at large forgets these new nations. The lands of Sheba and Zulu will once again be the new inspiration. A yearning of truth, please. We shall be our own nation. With closed eyes and ears, still no hand from any or many nations. Blood will spill, cries will be, when the dust settles, there will be a renewal of hope, for these are the new nations, a new beacon in thee. Diamonds and oil will not be their salvation, true wisdom of themselves. Once they are, they will shall be their great nation. Words of parchment will disclose upon themselves, words will transcend, for with them they are the rhythm nations. in the lands of Edomites. A tall king will finally plunder, but blood will line the streets of old. Chaos will be the norm. Land of Cedar will feel the blood of her labor of the east. As new blood is spilled over, my way is better than your way. The Paris of the Mediterranean, marred from explosions and blood, will once again visit the nightmare, only more vicious than before. The hands of Tehran are loosely using its grips. Sides will be sides. Revenge is in the making. Yellow flags will be bloodied from the flags of red, white, and tree. Again, children and William will be at their mercy. Again, the smell of cedar is marred of human blood, all in the name of Allah. Oh my God. The lands of the Ottoman from the mountains shall shake from their hate, swelling more with bedrock shall be no more, eruptions of mountains with fire and waves. These were thought silent, but now they praise. Home shall be swallowed, Karmava shall be taughten and not forgotten. The lands of Cyrus, filled with lies of hate, the hands of the universe, always knowing, bringing a new wave of straightforward karma and lessons, from four mountains shall be shaking, and they shall begin. One will spew to the skies, and another will rain. One will shake all cities, and on the other much the same. Electricity will suddenly falter. As the soldiers sharpen their mouths, explosions from everywhere, and the truth be known, you will have no nuke power. Explosions will be at the walls of Tehran, yet the power of electricity will be all but gone. Magog, very grounds will be shaking to no end. Not one could raise a fist, for this is the end of the nation called Islam. Rising upon Persia will be the new nation. Green flags. Women will be the leaders of this now new and great loving nation. The sons and daughters of Esau will be held within the Hashemite nation as a new road of peace is held without the outsiders of any European nations. Between the people of Jacob and the people of Esau being the covenant of Abraham, two nations, jointly controlling the Samaria and Judea, this will be of Jordan and Israel, the peace of these nations. This being held before all eyes to see, On the dates I hear to be, Mayan in nature, figs and dates to be. I feel the rushing of waves, greater than before. Enormous waves, rising up to the skies, rising up to the stars of the west, heading east, greater than ever before, these waves, these mountainous waves, greater than anything. Yet her waves shall swallow all that are before them, more powerful than anything seen before to follow. Greater than great, her waves shall swallow more than ever, and yet there is more to follow. The waves shall rise to the skies of the rising sun. But these waves of magnificence is a new one of form. For these are the waves of water of a new kind. As they rise upon the nation of sun, it will not be of death. instead of death. These ways are of the enlightened. From the Zen they shall rise, crossing into the Shanghai land, cascading south of the lands of the smile, O Siam. From the east a wave of new love shall cascade, many becoming more known as Buddhas will be on the streets of Siam. The love of the enlightened will rise within the women of the east, carrying it with it, the winds toward the Mideast, the beginning to the end of old religious nations. People will be waking up, more truth, truth to all nations. We are all the same, truth be truth. The change of weather from waves of dark to light. Just one step, one more, with every day, with each walking in a new way. Old would begin just to fade as new beginnings are to unfold, all by little moment to a moment. Hearts will begin to open as they hear and hear. Minds will be widening as they are now unbinding. Eyes will see with their hearts listening, and their nose feeling, and their hands opening. Their tongues will be listening as their ears are now whispering. Everything will be slowly, slowly at change, at touch, in a twinkle. Only the fairies will be lost, for this is not an adventure of the land of Disney. This is Earth, the universe, humanity, God, the Almighty. This is the love, the unconditional love, and the universe all above, below, and about. We are all one. So let our hearts hear the voices of all, for we are all truly one. What I have said to you today is sort of like right now, I got a little buzz in my head reading this thing off, because this thing is something I just saw in the last few days is becoming more and more clear. It's not me that I am putting this out. I am only a vessel. I'm only putting this out for people to see what is about to unfold. All things have their limitations as far as changes. So things that I see can always be changed. But some things are destined. And these things that I've seen, to me, what I feel are more destined. I see in the coming year in 2012, I know we're heading into that realm. That's why I didn't wait till Twilight Hour to make it all nostalgic. Because it's 2012, no, I'm telling you how it is. Many people are going to be thinking about 2012 as something sort of really avant-garde or something new. What it really is going to be, at the time, we're heading to a massive change. A change that is massive is really won't be as massive as you think. It's more subtle. The change that is really massive in the eyes of the universe is that our little ship called Earth, that little bluish green little thing floating in the sky, the third rock from the sun, is entering a new energy system. We call it vortex. Vortex is basically all where energies meet at one point. And what is happening is, like all things are frequency and energy, our Earth was in a vortex of more negativity than there was positive. And as we move closer and closer and closer, heading toward within the 2012, that is the change. That this is the ends of times and the beginning of ends of times. These are what the things that you'll see if you ever read in Ezekiel. Go ahead and pick it up and read from, I think it's Ezekiel 34 on to 39. These are those times. These are those times that the Mayans have wrote about. These are the times that the ancient Sumerians spoke of. These are the times where the ancient Taoists talk about, the ancient Buddhists. These are the ancient times that the Druids spoke about, and many others. This is what the times the Sumerians, the shamans spoke of. This is actually a changing of times. These are going to be times where people are going to be actually more clairvoyant than they realize. They're going to be becoming more clairaudient, more psychic, if you want to call it that. Which is going to challenge them. For every action, there's a reaction. There are going to be many people, because as they start feeling more and seeing more, there's the high possibility of more fear because of it. More diversion. You'll see more entertainment things to divert from the realities, try to hide them. But there's like no way of hiding. That's like if a house is burning all around you, where are you going to hide? You're still going to eventually feel the heat. This is like a tsunami. This is like being underneath a volcano. There's nowhere to hide. I know people start doing diversions, like medicating themselves even more during this year, like smoking pot and drinking and all that good stuff, all that stuff. Not to basically to cover up what's the realities around them. Because as times progress, we're going to be moving to some very heavy times. It is not a surprise, now that I look at it, why they try to place the New World Order tactic of incarcerating anybody just for incarcerating them, meaning putting them in jail or taking them away to some funny farm. Calling them enemy combatants without a due process in the United States. Trying to basically take away our Bill of Rights. People in America need to look at it for the reality. We are the last hope of the world. If Americans fall completely as total slaves to the New World Order, the reality is the world goes with it. I feel, in the reality of things, at a fear base, as much as the New World Order folks, because they are a part of us, more and more of them will actually defect. People are going to be surprised when I say this. There will be actually a split, because this is a tsunami. People are waking up. All this fear-based stuff that's happening, that they're imposing, is because they are afraid. They feel the massive changes. And no matter, it's like they are going to put whatever wall they want. They can have the highest dike, but hello, the hurricane of light is coming about, whether they like it or not. It's going to engulf this nation. There is no way in the world, as much as the police and military and government think they can do to us, as souls, playing puppets to their masters, ain't gonna happen. No way, no how. There may be a lot of people being put away and this and that, a lot of fear. But I will tell you, in the United States of America, the Americans will have the most massive revolt. And I'm telling you, can any of them listening, any government officials, they can listen all they want. I will tell you, this ain't a threat. This is telling you reality. For every action, there's a reaction, or the biggest reaction by you, cause and effect, by placing this stuff out now, is going to be to your own demise. You will be sent off as a soul into your new prison planet. This planet ain't going to be no prison planet. People are going to wake up to the reality that we have, in fact, today, free energy. People will have the fact that correspondence and understanding and implementation of the Tesla free energy or the John Searle free energy and others. Energy that can be immediately in place where we do not live by any petrol, oil base, or coal. We will have free based energy. Free meaning there will be no cost to it eventually. Maybe in the immediate just to build the fat things to produce it. But even then, they'll cause immediate change. When the Tesla energy is in place, it will change the identity and the understandings of our monetary belief system. Because once we have free energy, the energy producing food, the energy producing clothes, the energy producing shelter, what happens to poverty? What happens to economics? What happens to the feeling that there needs to be war over reserves, over areas, over lands, over borders? Becomes a void, not an issue. This might sound Star Trek-y, but it is in reality. It is not a coincidence that in these times, why is there such an increase of UFO sightings, UFO activity? Why is there suddenly an increase at these times that people, humanity at large, now truly believe that we are not the only ones in this universe? Now more than ever, people are realizing that there are extraterrestrials. More and more are believing that there have been UFOs. More than in the United States, more than two-thirds of the United States believe there is such an expect and demand disclosure. Many people, though, live off this savior bullshit, and I will say this again, savior bullshit, like expecting some person to be, oh Messiah, Jesus Christ, oh Lord, save me, please, bullshit, rescue me, crap, that has been embedded in your minds for a millennium to make you think you are nothing but nothing, a sheep. When they pass on bullshit saying that you are like sheep, that you need a shepherd to lead you, get it? Sheep? Bah! To your undoing. There is no shepherd. You are your own shepherd. You are not sheep. There is no rescuer. You are the rescuer. That is what the Hopi have said. We are the ones we have been waiting for. Hello, wake up. We are the ones. There's no other. people expect, oh, those extraterrestrials, why can't they help us? Why would they? We're actually a curiosity. We are actually a chance of choice. The other day, I went to see, I saw Bashar, actually. It was pretty interesting. He made a comment, and I was like, fascinating. I always, whenever I make a comment of somebody who had made, I always give validation and credit to, because that's what you should do. Not like some people have taken quotes from me and others I know, and don't, but whatever. But he said that it was real interesting. He called humanity a master of limitation. We are constantly figuring ways to limit ourselves. We build walls around us, thinking that's their protection, but in reality, we put walls within our own minds at the same time. We put walls of obscurity and making up myths from reality. We need to make inventions of the lie, as they say, a man in the sky. Yeah, there's a God, but God is us. God is the universe. God is everything. Yeah, we'll place the limitation of a God being a personification. Father, Son, a conditional God that, oh, he has to love me, like a father or mom or whatever. We'll make images of that. We'll create these limitations. We'll look at each other as if we're separated from one another. Limitations. We'll build these things called cities and villages and think we're separate from the nature that we're upon until that earthquake shakes or that hurricane slides. We are tenants on this earth, not owners. Tenants, meaning we're temporary here. We're on rent. No one owns land. Another illusion of mankind. Another limitation. How can you own a piece of earth? We draw a little sand and then we say, that's your parcel. Is that in reality? Is that reality? Let's say that. Do you believe when you look at a game Monopoly, that's reality? No, it isn't, right? So why, if the reality of Monopoly is not a game and not reality, how is it reality that humanity lives where we draw up these little lines and call them my land, your land, or my place, or not your place? How is that? Isn't that making an illusion of things? So in other words, humanity at large is schizophrenic. They call people autistic and other people schizophrenic, but in reality, it's the psychiatrists who are schizophrenic. They aren't living in reality. It is the doctors, the lawyers, the lawmakers, the leaders who are actually psychotic. Think about it. What is psychosis? Psychosis is living and not in reality. What is humanity doing? What is your government doing? They're not living in reality. What is reality? Because you think you're living in a city, that's real? No, that's make-believe. You made up games and rules and complying by them as part of your reality, but they're not a reality in the universe. That's what I'm trying to say. What is the real reality? You ask scientists, they don't even understand our nature. Why? Because they themselves are living and doing experiments in a psychotic nature. Think about it. They do masters of limitation. They look at things in a finite manner when in reality things are not finite, they're infinite. When things are made up of all energy, why then are they using Newtonian methods for discovery, like mechanically? Yes, our scientists have done much with technology. I've had one guest who scientists even admitted, we know crap about nature. Crap, nothing, zero. Why? Think about it. Because we have the mentality of psychosis. We're not living in reality. Until we recognize that we're the reality, that we're part and connected to each other, to Earth, that is the reality. Until we do, we are psychotic. We'll never be understanding the truth. Remember, you would say to somebody, hey, you're psychotic. How a psychotic can understand the reality of things around them? Hello, what are you? I do so many readings for so many people, and it's so amazing that people are in make-believe. People want to believe what they want to hear. And when you tell them the truth, they're like in shock. Really? Yeah, really. Give you an example. What is really love? Love is unconditional, right? So, why is in society love being based upon conditions? Why is it that I ever say, oh, why do you love them? Why do you love them? You ever hear that comment? Why? There shouldn't be a why. That's the irony. If I have to ask somebody, why do you love them? They're just going to give me a listing of things why they love them. So if they give me a list of things why they love them, they just really just told me they don't really love them because that's conditional love, which isn't love in the first place. Bing, a light just lit up in my head. Buy me a car, get me this. Look at the contracts of marriage based upon what? Conditions. That's not love. That is not love. Love is connecting to you and me unconditionally. It's an experience of connection. That is a reality. That is why people are so psychotic of love. When somebody gives you something and then wants it back, that's conditional. That ain't love. And they'll go, oh, I love, I love, I love, and then do something. Oh, wait, I'm mad at you because you did that. That's not, then there was never love in the first place. It was conditional. Get it? This goes from person to person. You see how our society is basically psychotic. I believe this is changing. When we realize and get into reality, reality is realizing we're connected to all things, to Earth, to each other. People need to watch the movie Avatar again. Not for because of what they think, but there was a real message. The irony of it was such a message was clear about how the tree of life, how they're all connected, how they are all connected. Amazing how humanity within themselves know the truth and they expose this truth of unconditional love and the connection that we're all part of each other and connected to everything that God is on the universe and not a person in all our arts. It sort of pops out here and there because within us is the truth and this is our frustration. This is why many people will sit there and medicate themselves because when they get in the truth of things, they'll smoke the joint, they'll to their whatever, drinking or whatever. So when I see these visions I just wrote to you, they are what they are because of the psychosis of humanity. Earth will survive with or without humanity. Humanity has a choice to live with Earth or not be of Earth. It's really that simple. You think the global warming, all that's all made up bullshit too about our involvement for control. Earth will just shake our asses off of it. It has nothing to do with our involvement. Earth adjusts and moves. It is a organism. It is a changing of energies at a constant. And it's not just Earth. Our whole solar system, our whole media capacity where we are, is change. Everything is a constant change. All things do change. We can change. We have the very opportunities to change. We have the opportunities not to be feeling psychotic. We have the reality and choice not to live in illusions. We have the choice to experience unconditional love, thereby getting to realization that we are all connected, because that's what love is. It is simply the experience of connection. It is not a Disneyland, a fairy. It is not make-believe. It is the reality. No matter how many people want to make it, call it make it magic and put a G, change the letter to J or K. It ain't magic. It's reality. Hello? The spiritual world and all this on the stuff. Cool. Let's get real. That's living in make-believe. That ain't real. That's part of the psychosis. The yearning for making it something that isn't. In reality, that is a product of the symptoms of our problems. All the things that you see, because we live like a cancer. What is cancer? When a cancer thinks, or cancer cells think they're separate from the body, we have been living a cancer upon ourselves and a cancer upon Earth. Why do you think there's such discourse? Why do you think there's poverty? Why do you think there's calamity? Why? With a U. I mean, why isn't a Y-O-U? You. And what can we do? Is simply change. So simple. People write 4 million books, have movies and DVDs and, you know, have these things of meditations. It's not meditations. Spirituality, by the way, is not meditating. I'm sorry. Spirituality, that's just methods of helping connect, but that ain't spirituality. Spirituality, real simple. People make it so complex, it ain't. It's simply getting to the realization that we're all connected. Hello? What does that do? Oh, that's that unconditional love that shows that we're all connected. Oh, healing ourselves, increasing our vibration, opening our frequencies, thereby getting to the awareness that what? Oh yeah, we're all connected. Get it? We're all one? When it said, Shema Yisrael, Adonai Eloheinu, Adonai Echad, Hear, O Israel, Lord, okay, I can't even say now. Hear, O Israel, Lord our God, the Lord is one. It wasn't saying God is one, it was being of separation. It was that we are all of God. We are all one. And it's amazing when I hear, like, and from the Islamic country peoples, where they say, they'll be, well, I hate the Jew, or I hate the Christian, or I hate the Buddhist, blah, 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 or the infidel, yada, da, da, da. Or Shiite, Fuji, Sunni, blah, 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 blah. Killing, hate, 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 hate. And then they cry, oh, poor victim, me, poo. Oh, the United States did this to me. The British did this. The Jews did this. The Christians did this. Everybody did this. Come on. And what does it say in Quran? If I kill one person, I kill as if I killed the whole world. If I save one person, as if I saved the whole world. What's that telling you? Allah? That we're all part of Allah. We're all one. It's amazing. It's amazing how societies and cultures are so schizophrenic, psychotic, not in reality. So tell me, is the autistic kid having a psychosis? Is a psychotic psychotic? Or is maybe you, us, our humanity, our society living in psychosis? not the reality. Think about it. Sort of strange I did this subject. I read this, did this whole spiel now for like half an hour. Never thought I was going to be talking this. Thought maybe I'd do this on another show. But everything has its perfect timing now, doesn't it? Some things we need to think about and change. But one way or the other, it is, we are going to change it. I guess I'm an optimist, but maybe the optimist I feel is because I feel that's the reality where we are. I feel that within our, we are on Earth, is going to change into the positive, which is where it's heading, in little by little. And when people reincarnate, if they choose to still go on the path of darkness, they won't be on this planet, on this Earth. They'll be heading to another place, another reality that they think is their reality. It's be like another Earth, but it ain't Earth. It's not this planet. You can maybe call it another name or whatever. But it's their new prison planet. This planet is going into the positive. So one thing we can say is we are fortunate, and we have to say thank you, have gratitude for having the opportunity to experience this change, being here, the souls that are on this planet and these inhabitants, to experience the revolution of minds, revolution of the hearts. Because at these times, people are going to become more understanding of how we truly are connected to each other, to Earth, to the universe. At these times, at this very vortex of 2012, is actually the change. The swinging from the negative to the positive, the swinging from the hate toward the love. These are the times. So when you're an old fart and you're 100 years old, feeling like 50, you're going to go tell your great-great-grandkids, I remember those times when, you know what, when we had this thing called money. Money, what is that? Your great-grandkids are saying, at those times we had this thing called Republicans and Democrats, huh? What is that? Oh, I read about that in the books. In wars, the only wars they'll see is on video games. The only calamities will be old ways of entertainment. That would be like their entertainment. Yes, we will be entering into the new age. It may sound feel like Star Trek is coming around you. You may feel like a little nerdy watching those movies again. But in reality, Gene Roddenberry wasn't that far off. We are actually heading toward that. So, I want to thank you all for listening. God bless you all. But first, before I close, I want to just reiterate, from my next show, do listen in. I look forward to having Philip Coppens. He's the author of The Ancient Alien Question. It's definitely a show you want to listen to. It's going to be dealing with extraterrestrials, how they affected us in the ancient worlds. Can't wait. I'm just curious about through the China and through Samaria crossroads. And of course, hopefully, I don't know if I'll have it at that time, but hopefully I will have information about when I will have those, my signing events here in Los Angeles. Again, that will probably be, like I said, at the Psychic Bookstore in the Sherman Oaks area on Ventura Boulevard, east of Woodman. For those out in the Los Angeles area, I will give you a date and time when that will happen, and it will be announced within the coming days, possibly within the next couple weeks. Hopefully I'll do it within this month. If not, it will definitely be done in January. I will have some giveaways, some shirts, some spirit shirts, the last of the last. I still have those. I know people want one of those. Anyway, I want to thank you, and once again, God bless you all. And with these words, I will just close out with, we are all one universe, one consciousness, all connected to one another, and connected to God and connected to the universe. God bless you all, and thank you again for listening. God bless you, and have a glorious, glorious weekend.